Hey, I'm back after a long hiatus. I hope everybody's doing well. I had to take some time off to take care of some things. If you want to find me on the web, you can go to joeryan.com. On Instagram, I'm at Joe Ryan. And for the rest of my social, go to joeryan.com/links. You can book a free consultation for coaching there. All right, let's just jump right in. Where have I been is taking care of myself. You know, this work, this recovery work, this original pain work, the shadow work, you know, there's a vulnerability that comes after that light bulb goes on and you connect the dots and you expose yourself from those layers of protection that you had. And there's a rawness, there's a vulnerability, and you're kind of in your shame afterwards. I mean, there's a huge relief when the dots get connected and you can finally see, feel, and understand why you've been the way you've been and what has been holding you back. But then there's that hangover afterwards where you've exposed yourself to your humiliation, to your shame. And now that you know this, you're wondering if everybody else knew this all along. Because it's so clear to you now. It is crystal clear. You could see it perfectly. And there is an embarrassment and a humiliation to it, even though there's a huge relief. This emotional work goes in spurts. They're emotional growth spurts. And mine typically have been very small ones here and there that slowly added up. And you look back and you can see how far you've come. But what happened to me recently was this huge, huge growth spurt emotionally, and I was not prepared for it at all whatsoever. It's starting to get used to your new normal. You don't have those default responses. You don't have that way of being anymore. You're not on guard. You're not protected. There's a part of you that feels okay within yourself, but you don't trust it. See, that's what it is. You don't trust it. And I'm walking around not trusting myself. I feel good. I feel centered. I feel connected to myself. But I don't trust it because it's new. And sometimes you got to sit with that. You got to pull back and recoil and start to take care of yourself and get comfortable in your new skin. And to be honest with you, you're not as strong as you used to be at first. Because without that protection, there's an openness and a vulnerability to you that it's really hard to put yourself out there. It's hard to lay yourself on the line for judgment. I have not felt like picking up this microphone. And to be honest with you, I've been terrified to turn it on. Because for the first time in my life, I don't wake up every morning figuring out ways to prove my worth to the world and to myself. There's a part of me that is okay on a level that I've never felt before. And I wanted to enjoy this for a little while. I needed to keep this for me. The last thing I wanted to do was shoot too far outside of my comfort zone and have all the work that happened over the last couple of months take a hit. So I had to pull back. I had to take my time. I had to grow into my new normal. I had to learn to trust that I wasn't going to fall back. And this new place that I've arrived at is real. And it took me a couple of months of sitting with it. It's amazing to wake up and not feel like a worthless piece of shit that has to prove every ounce of their worth to themselves and to the world. And you want to coast, you want to enjoy it. I've been afraid to put on the microphone because I don't know who I am without that drive. See, that drive to prove my worth either made me extremely motivated and charging ahead for success, or when I couldn't do it anymore, when I couldn't keep up the facade, it was drinking and drugging and gambling and sexing. It was so polar opposites. And now there's like this space in the middle where you find this comfort and this peace. But that motivation to prove worth is gone. And I don't know what to do in that emptiness. I didn't know how to be around people with it. So I've kind of reclused myself. I pulled in. And I just had to take the time to get comfortable so that I could trust it. That I could know who I am without having to prove my worth. And I'm still figuring it out. There's some days I wake up and it's there. But I check myself. And I realize you don't have to do that anymore. This work has been so difficult, so humiliating, and so painful. And there's a part of me that has always known that I was going to get to this point. And this point is I'm able to just be and breathe. The thing about it is, who am I without it? And how do I want to live now? If I am not in survival mode 24/7, what the fuck am I going to do with myself? How do I want to live now? I never thought I was going to get here. And I got here. And it was like this, just this climbing uphill constantly for years, never ever feeling like you're getting close to the top where you could just rest and enjoy the view. And then one day it showed up. But I didn't realize it showed up until like 6 or 8 weeks later, and I couldn't understand why I didn't feel like going out, why I didn't feel like socializing, the things that I enjoyed, I just didn't feel like showing up for, why I stopped making phone calls, why I stopped reaching out. The difference this time was I didn't shame myself for it, for lack of motivation. There's a point where we have to learn that we have to accept certain things in us, certain limitations. I didn't understand it, and I usually shame the shit out of myself, and I get down on myself for being pathetic and a loser and, you know, not wanting to be social and not going out with friends and not interacting with people. And this time I just said, fuck it. Just see where it leads. The thing is not knowing. That's the difficult part. Where did it all go? But by taking my foot off of my own throat and not shaming and hating on myself for not being who I used to be and just allowing myself to be completely unmotivated, I wasn't sad, I wasn't depressed, I wasn't fearful. I just didn't feel motivated to do anything. And it was the exhaustion of decades of trying to prove my worth that I just wanted to relax and enjoy. But I didn't know it until a certain amount of time passed. The self-hate that we put on ourselves holds us back. If I would have hated on myself for not wanting to be social or be motivated, it would have taken me a lot longer to figure out what was going on. And what was truly going on was I needed some time to get comfortable with my new normal. And I'm starting to get comfortable with it. And I'm smiling a lot more than I was. And I feel so much better about myself. I am good enough. Those words I never thought would have come out of my mouth. Recovery is possible. I was homeless 6 years ago, and I wanted to leave this earth. Now, I feel like I am just starting my life. We have to grow up emotionally. And emotionally, I was a child. And by working through the pain and the torment and the torture and the abuse and the trauma, I learned how to raise myself. I grew up. I'm no longer that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old. I feel like emotionally I'm in my early 20s, and that is a huge leap. It's not where I am, you know, at a physical age. I don't know if you ever equal your physical age emotionally, But it's way better than that fearful, scared child that I was. You can do this. You can overcome and work through to start living the life that you want, even if you're not sure what it is. It's getting out of the shit. It is getting out of the hurt. It is getting out of the victimhood. It is getting out of learned helplessness and self-hate. And that's a huge part of the battle. But that is just the beginning. The next steps are learning to move out further in the directions that you want. My life did not even come close to what I thought it should have been and what I wanted it to be. If I'm looking at myself through the eyes of me 10 years ago, I am a fucking failure and a loser. It was my perception, my self-perception that was killing me. When I look through my eyes now with the work that I've done, I am a fucking success story. From the life I lived and the shit that I did to myself and my body to where I ended up now, I'm a success. I don't have the money, I don't have the fame, I don't have the house, I don't have the family, I don't have the cars, I don't have the vacation, I don't have the notoriety. I really don't have anything. I have the basic minimum. I have become a minimalist because I don't need more than that. And partially is that I don't want to have to keep track of more shit than I need to. But I have less than I used to have. And I now feel like a success and a winner. Because everything that I have, as little as it is mine. I built it my way. Nobody can take away what I've accomplished from living in somebody's fucking room to not being able to leave the house to having my own place in the middle of New York City. In 6 years, what a jump. Here's the struggle going forward. I know where I want to be, or not completely, but I know the direction, and I know the man that I'm capable of being. And there is fear still in my way. This isn't the fear of abusive trauma. This is the fear of lack of confidence. Lack of confidence is what's killing me now. There is a huge jump that I have to take from where I am now to where I want to be. I don't shame myself for not being there. I am patient and tolerant with myself as I'm going through this. Can I be the man I want to be? What if I don't make it the way I want? None of that shit matters. The only thing that matters is you get up every day and you start showing up for yourself, because nobody is going to do it. You could be the greatest human being that has ever walked the earth, and if your shame has you in hiding, nobody is ever going to see that. Nobody can ever mirror you, and you will never know how good you are. We have to come out of hiding. We have to be seen. Shame keeps us small and hidden. And it is the lack of confidence with the sprinkling of shame and the fear of humiliation that is keeping me within these barriers right now. I just got to a place where I can breathe. I don't want to take too much on and have a setback. I have never felt good about myself, and I had put myself in situations where I had to be super confident when I didn't have the confidence. It was all an act, and it was exhausting. I stripped myself down to nothing, and I have slowly built myself up. There's a patience and a tolerance that I have with myself that I may never get to that picture in my head, but that is not what is important anymore. What is important is waking up and feeling good about you and making those steps forward. Building up your strength and your confidence within yourself so that you don't fear rejection, humiliation, and failure. Knowing who you are and that your way of living is the right way for you. We cannot do this in isolation. As much as I hear how much the podcast helps other people, I can't know that on any level. Because I don't see the faces. The comments are great. I enjoy hearing them. I like the fact that people feel better, feel less alone. But I could not have gotten here without that feedback. I would have not continued without that mirroring. The podcast was me coming out of hiding, throwing all of my shit out there on the table for people to pick through. And I get some nasty shit. I get people that fucking lay into me. But it doesn't hurt. Because I know that this way of recovery works when nothing else ever did before this. It is coming out of hiding. It is showing yourself. I have shown all of my worst shit. I have put it out there in 70-something episodes. What I haven't put out is what I'm just getting to now that I'm out of it. It's the fears going forward that I could never see because I was in survival mode. I was in panic. I was in fear. I was in protective mode that I didn't get a chance to look at what was holding me back because it was all protection. So there is a whole nother journey that happens after you come out of the darkness and you start to feel good about yourself. It is purposely putting yourself further out than you're comfortable. Not too much, just a little. Being uncomfortable in that space and making yourself uncomfortable. See, before that, I was on fire. I was just on fire. Looking to run into the ocean to put it out, but I would drown in the process. I don't know where I heard that quote from, but I loved it. When you get out of the hurt and the survival mode and you're able to breathe and look at yourself more objectively, you can start to see your real shortcomings and where the real fear is. And that is why I've taken so much time, because I know the direction I need to go in. I've been afraid to face it because I partly just wanted to enjoy where I got to. And every time you put out an episode, I'm opening up myself for judgment. I'm opening up myself for shitty feedback and positive. But this is where growth is. Sometimes you got to pull in, recharge, figure out how much you've grown, how much you've changed, make yourself okay with it before you start moving forward. See, I'm under the impression nobody's going to like anything that I have to say if it's not coming from opening up an emotional vein and just pouring the hurt out. I don't know how to speak truth from any other place because I've never been in any other place until now. And I've only been here an hour. So it's different for me. I can't go, there's really no hurt that big to go back to. I've gone back to it all. I mean, it's always something that's going to be there, but it doesn't weigh me down. There is a freedom that I feel within my body that I've never known. And there's a part of me that doesn't want to talk about this shit anymore. There's a part of me that wants to go back to being funny and having a good time and not worrying about all this shit. Like, I feel like I want to take a break from it. I want to put myself really far away from it. But it's not even really putting far away from it. I am far away from it. I really, truly don't want to put myself back in it. So I need to learn how to speak differently. I need to learn how to speak from this place. And I've spent decades living in the other place, and I've been here for 10 minutes, an hour. That's it. So is anybody going to like this new way? Is anybody going to listen if I'm not pouring my heart out and bleeding all over the microphone? I have no idea. But that was the fear. This is a new place that I'm at. This is a new me. This is a new Joe Ryan. I have never been this part of me before, and I'm enjoying the shit out of it because it feels good to not feel like a worthless piece of shit. I don't feel grandiose, and I don't feel lowly. I have found some middle balance here, and it is possible. You just have to do the work. A little at a time. I've been doing this work a long time, on and off, you know, got lost in addictions a little here and a little there, got clean, went back, got clean, went back, took some time off. But for the last 6 years, I have done nothing but work on myself. And I've missed out on a lot of good times and fun, but it was all bullshit because it would have been pretending anyway. So sometimes you have to feel as bad as you really feel for as long as you need to feel it. And you shouldn't feel bad about it. You shouldn't feel guilty about it. You shouldn't feel ashamed about it. You need to heal. Think of it as a gunshot wound. You're going to be laid up in a hospital for a while. This is an emotional wound. It's going to take time to heal. But it's never going to heal if you're going to avoid it. So I apologize for the long absence. This is the reason. I needed to get comfortable with my new way of being. I needed to build up strength without all that protection. And part of me just wanted to enjoy feeling good about me and not have the pressure of putting out episodes and worrying about the judgment of it. I was basically enjoying life, and it felt good. And if you do the work, instead of this long, dull, painful ache for the rest of your life, you go through a few years of agonizing shit and painful realizations to come out the other side, a clean slate. And now you get to paint your own picture instead of fitting into somebody else's. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.